to in the laws of Shema, in the laws of reading the Shema, chapter Ayin Hey, 75. We're up to subsection 3. And this is talking about the laws about parts that need to be covered. We're talking about specifically by women now. And in Simon, in Siv Gimel, subsection 3, the Rebbe talks over here that if she's wearing a light garment so that it's opaque and you can see the flesh from the underneath the garment, that would be the same as the deal as the laws of an erva by a glass, which means that there is a cover technically, but it's a see-through, and that's explained in later on in let's see, where is this? This is later on in subsection 8. Okay, we'll wait till we get to subsection 8 over there. It's going to explain. Okay, now in section 4, as we know, here for a married woman is different than here for a non-married woman, because unmarried women don't cover their hair. Married women cover their hair. So the writes like this in subsection 4. Sar shel isha, we're talking about the hair of a woman, which shadarko lechasoiso, which her custom is to cover, ervahi, that is considered an erva, mipnei shemevi lidehir, that brings to thoughts, bad thoughts. And va'asur likrois oilihispalil kenegdo, it is prohibited to read the Shema or to pray opposite them, al derech shenisbayir, similar to what we explained earlier, afilu hi ishta, even if it's his own wife, it's still prohibited. But unmarried women who are naturally go uncovered here, also the hair of women, which is usually goes outside of the braid where they cover it. In some communities where they do that, muter likris kinegdom, it is permissible to read opposite them, shekivon shirigilois bahen, because since they are custom with them, that's the way, einam mivin lidehir, they do not bring to thoughts, and therefore that is okay. Opeyon nochris, a shaitel, what we call a shaitel. A wig, right. Afilu darko lechasoiso. Even if the usual way is they cover, I mean, that's what they do. In a lot of communities, they wear a wig, but they cover the wig itself also.
With a hat,
other things, yeah. So even if the nature is to cover it, muter lechasoiso connect, you can read opposite here. But not only that, v'gam muter legaloiso, and you can also reveal it, open it up. Ve'ein ba mishum yoitzo v'rosha perua. That would not include the prohibition against a woman going out with uncovered hair, wearing a wig. Shehu asur min ha-toyra ve'eshes ish. By a married woman, that would be prohibited from the Torah to go without covered hair. That would be a prohibition of the Torah. But that does not apply if it's not her own hair. If it's a wig, that does not apply. Now, this has been a point of contention. The Rebbe was very much for women wearing wigs. And the Rebbe's stand was that if we want women to cover their hair, the best option is to have a wig, because the wig looks nice, it covers everything, and that's it. So that's the best way. The Rebbe believed that if you start doing hats, tichels, whatever the thing is, eventually it slips off, eventually the hair shows out, and that's not the better way. in the particularly in the Sephardic communities. Again, I can't talk about all communities, but in particular the Sephardic communities, a wig was a no-no. That was an absolutely no-no because they specifically wanted to cover the hair. Now, in many communities, the women, you know, cut most of their hair off. In many communities, they, you know, they're very careful. They tie it very tight around their head so that no hair is visible. But the Rebbe, being, I guess, practical and realistic, the Rebbe pushed very hard. He said that the women should wear wigs. Now, unfortunately, also, today some of the wigs are made in such a way that they look nicer than real hair. What?
It's real hair.
Yeah, it's real hair. Okay, that's you talk about human hair, shaitels. You're talking about human hair. But here we say a peya nachris means a strange woman's. It's not her hair. And here we get into a point which is a lot of times in a lot of case issues. You know that. You sort of circumvent the halacha. So you know, in many communities, in the Haredi communities, in many communities, they don't allow, even if they use shaitels, they don't allow these long shaitels. They just lie up to the, up to the shoulder, short shaitels they call. They don't allow, and they don't allow them to be totally crazy kind of shaitels. But the issue is here. Technically, it's not her hair. You know, that's the bottom line. It's technically not the hair. Now, the fact that you can't tell that it's not the hair still doesn't mean that it's the hair. So that's been a debate, but the Rebbe is very, very strong for that. And I think the reality has been on the side of the Rebbe, that, you know, you have to do it what really works.
I thought you were going to talk about the hair of the women from India.
That's another thing. That's you know, that's not particular to hair. That could be Avodah Zarah and other things, you know, but okay, but that's, I mean, it has to be done in the right way, but what they do over there, I mean, that's been discussed elsewhere. But that's not in the Shulchan Aruch. Here we're talking about just from the point of view that it's not the woman's here, it's a Peyer Nachris, it's an outside wig. But anyways, there's a lot to discuss about this. In subsection 5, hey, Sar Shel Ervas Ish, yoytze derech nekev she kenegdoi, muter likris kenegdoi. You know, a man's basically pubic hair, that doesn't qualify as erva. Sivvav, section 6, subsection 6. Koil zemer shel isha, the voice of singing of a woman. Bein bepnuya, this would apply whether she's married. She's not married. Bein beishasish, whether she's married. Afilu shalishta, even if it's his own wife. Hu erva, that's considered an erva. Ve'osur likreis kriya shema, and it's prohibited to read the shema. Kishasheme, when you hear it. Vuadin lispalel, the same thing would be to daven, to pray. Oy ledaber bedivrei Torah, or to speak words of Torah. Avol koil dibura, but the voice of just her talk, kivat shiragil boy, since he's accustomed to it, eine erva, afilu shaleishis ish, even if she's a married woman, just regular talk is not considered an erva, vafilu koil zemer, even if it's the voice of song, im yochel lekaven libel litfilosei, if he's able to direct his mind to his prayer, in a way that he doesn't hear it. You know, somebody's over there singing, but he is concentrating in his davening. You don't pay attention to it, then it's mutter, then it's permissible. Subsection Zayin, 7. Ervas behema, the erva of an animal, ain't a nikras erva. That's not considered to be an erva. Umutter likras kinegda. Then you are permitted to read opposite it. Aval hagoyim, but the Gentiles, afal pishin emar bahem besar chamoyrim besorom, even though it's written with regards to them, the flesh of donkeys is their flesh. I don't jump on me. That's the verse. Where is this from? This is in Yecheskel Perikov Gimel Pasikov. But yet, Ervasum nikra erva. Their erva is called an erva. So don't say, just like an animal's erva is okay, but the human erva from a non-Jew is not okay. And the proof of that, shenemar, ve'erva saviyim loiro v'goymer. This is the verse that is, discusses how the sons of Noah, after he came out of the ark, he got drunk, and then he exposed himself. So it says that his sons did not, they went backwards, they didn't want to look, and they did not see the erva of the father, even though he wasn't Jewish at the time, because he was just before the Torah was given. So still we see, we call that an erva. V'osur likras kenegdom, it is prohibited to read the Shema opposite them. V'chein kenegad ervas kotten, even opposite the erva of a minor, afilu ben yoyim, even is only one day old, you still cannot read the Shema. V'yesh matidim kenegad ervas kotten, there are those that will permit opposite the erva of a minor, kozman she'ein roi libiya, for as long as he is not fit for cohabitation, the hainu, atshiyeh ben tes shon v'yeim echad, up till he's 9 years and one day old. V'chein ikar, and that's the main halach, is like that, that we don't consider the minor's erva an erva. V'lochein ein tzorich l'chasis Ervasakotin. For that reason, we are not required to cover the erva of the baby when you make the blessing for the mila. It's uncovered because we don't consider that to be an erva. Yesh mishaymer. But there is those that say shamikol makom, that nevertheless still lo yeches hamoyel haerva biyodi b'shas bracha, the moyel should not hold the erva in his hand at the time that he makes the blessing. Still should not do it, but you don't have to cover up.
Rabbi, what about the blessing in the mikvah when you're not wearing anything?
Okay, men don't make a blessing, but the women make the blessing. So we said that for the women,
it's
okay.
It's covered.
No, it's covered in water, and they sometimes they put their hands over themselves to cover it up. Right.
What about the hair of a Gentile woman?
That would not be a problem because they don't usually cover it. They would be no different than the unmarried Jewish girls, because the reason is if it's normally covered or not. I mean, it turns out that something which is normally covered, I think we know that also. I mean, in areas like in areas in the world where certain body parts are not are always exposed, there is no special attachment to that. There is no special, so it works with whatever is usually covered. You know, it's so he says like this in subsection Ches that we mentioned earlier, erva ba'ashoshis. If you have an erva in a glass, v'nira derech defaniso, and it's visible through the walls, it's not really covered. Also likris kenegda. You're not allowed to read opposite it. Vafilu he b'bayis achar, even if it is, if she is the erva is in another room, v'nira derech hashosh shebechalon, and you see it through a window, a glass in the window, l'fishe b'ri'iyo tola akosul. The Torah really, it constitutes, it's not so much that it's next to you, but it's what you see. Shenemar, the verse states, v'lo yiroh b'cho, it should not be seen by you. So it's mainly the seeing. Vari nizer v'neiris, and that is visible. So let's see if we can finish. We have two more sifim, two more subsection 9, subsection tes. Hoyso erva kenegda, if the erva was facing him, but he turns his face around, the hands upon a man, he turns his face around from it, im kol gufay, with his whole body, achinasa leminatzad, so the erva becomes on his side. So he's facing it, and he moves to the side, so now it's on his side. Even though he's standing next to it, to the erva on the side, to the 4 cubits, mutar likris etzlo, you're still permitted to read next to it. Although the verse states your camp should be holy, not be seen by you. So there's two things here. It seems that your camp should be holy, and the camp is what? Machaneu shalodom. What's a person's camp without amis? We call tzad. That's 4 cubits on either side. That's called the person's camp. That's the area that a person takes up. As written in Siman Ayin Tes, but nevertheless, since the Torah says specifically, he shall not be visible to you, Tala Kosa Viriya, the Torah hinges this on seeing. V'le'osar elo erva aniris. He only prohibits an erva which is visible. V'mekomakoyim, imichoylo nidis niris. If it's able to be seen, elo shu'aitzim einov b'reiz b'ra'ah, but he closes his eyes from seeing bad, oy shuhu suma, or he's blind, oy balaylo, or at nighttime, ein zemoyil klum. Doesn't help. So closing your eyes is not going to help you. Turning around, yes, but not closing your eyes. Why? Sha'arei ne'emar lo tira. It doesn't say don't see, ela lo yira, it should not be visible. When she calls Simon Dalet, Ayin Dalet said in section 74. So over there, according to this opinion, that would not help to close your eyes. But v'yesh matirin bazeh. But there are some people do permit in the case where you close your eyes. Lefisha melo yira b'cho goymer ein lilmoid elo le'ervas atzmei. Because over there, we can only learn with regards to the person's own erva sheksha arvasoi megula. That when your own erva is revealed, also likreis afilo itzmeino esuma b'layla, even when you close your eyes or blind at nighttime. Shenem v'leiro b'cho. Avaloi le'ervas chaveri, this would not apply to the erva of your friend. Over there, if you closed your eye, that would be okay. So we have a disagreement, but the rules is v'ikir k'svar r'shayna. The main ruling is like the first opinion, that closing your eyes is not going to help. Sif yud, last sif, subsection 10. Mutar lahadir b'divrei Torah k'sho arum. You are allowed to think Torah even though while you're undressed. While you're undressed, you can think. Even though they don't allow you to read the Shema, they don't allow you to verbalize the prayer or say any brachas. But to think in your head, it is permissible. V'ein tzorech loymar k'neged erva acheres, goes without saying when facing somebody else. Erva shenemar ervas dover. The pasuk says, l'erucha ervas dover, the erva of a speech. So he says, dibur osur, one is not allowed to speak, but hirur muter, but to think is permissible. So the prohibition only applies to actually saying, but not to verbalizing, but not thinking. You cannot hear a blessing that your friend is making, and that will fulfill your obligation. Because then we can't say that listening is like saying it, because he can't say it. Normally we say, sometimes, if you can't say a bracha, but you can hear somebody else say the bracha, you say amen. And that works. Why does amen? Because when you're saying amen, your approval, it's like you're saying the bracha yourself. But if you're in a state where you can't say the bracha, because you're not dressed, so you can't say the bracha, so then you can't also apply the rule of listening and saying amen, because that means that you're saying the bracha, but you can't say the bracha, and that would be no good. We'll also learn in the next section, we're going to talk about that the place has to be clean, where there is like excrement, things like that, left over, you can't say a bracha over there in that presence. And if you do say, you're going to have to say it over again, it doesn't count, you know, if you say it in a place where you're not allowed to. So we shall continue.